And there is a major development in the presidential campaign today. The FBI has reopened its investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server after Director James Comey said in a letter to congressional committee chairs that new emails have surfaced. Here's the reaction from Donald Trump moments ago campaigning in New Hampshire.
I need to open with a very critical breaking news announcement. The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
They're shouting, lock her up, lock her up. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, tweeted, it's a great day in our campaign. It just got even better. Joining us now, Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor for NPR. He's in Washington. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
And Greg Moore, former editor of the Denver Post and visiting journalism professor at the University of Colorado. He's in Denver. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you, Jeremy?
Doing well. And before we get to both of you, I just want to go very briefly to Anthony Brooks of Here and Now, contributor WBUR, who's at that Trump rally in New Hampshire. Anthony, it sounds like people were very excited about this news.
Yeah, Jeremy, as you said, when Donald Trump opened by saying, I need to open with a very critical breaking news announcement and made this announcement about the James Comey letter to Congress, folks broke out with his chant of lock her up, lock her up. And Donald Trump went on to say that this was a grave miscarriage of justice that everyone understood, referring to the FBI's decision not to pursue this investigation. The fact that they have apparently reopened this investigation, Trump said maybe the system isn't rigged after all.
Okay, well, that's Anthony Brooks from WBUR up there with the Trump rally in New Hampshire. Thanks, Anthony.
And oh, you're very welcome, Robin.
Let's go back to Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, so what do we know? Director Comey isn't saying that he has found emails that tell him anything. He's just said what? That he's found new emails that need to be looked at.
Yeah, he said that he was briefed this morning that they are reopening the investigation. He didn't get into the details of what's in these emails, that they need to look at them, that they are not related to WikiLeaks, that he can't assess the significance at this point or how long the investigation will take, which, by the way, with only 11 days remaining until Election Day, that means the possibility, with Hillary Clinton heavily favored to win the election at this point, you could have the possibility of a sitting president or president-elect being under investigation or a non-closed investigation with the FBI. And I frankly think that, you know, this just adds fuel to the potential permanent investigation that you would see from House Republicans and Senate Republicans, maybe call it Permagate for the next 4 years if Hillary Clinton wins.
Greg, what's your sense of this and how much it matters in the days leading up to the election?
Well, I think it's a big day for Donald Trump and his supporters, who have long been critical of the way the FBI handled that investigation. And it's gonna fuel suspicions about whether, you know, Hillary Clinton still has anything to hide. This has been a campaign of twists and turns and monkey wrenches, and a huge monkey wrench was thrown in to the campaign today, and it remains to be seen just how significant it's going to be. But I do agree about the whole permanent investigation. This is something that's going to, if she wins, it's going to overshadow certainly her initial time in office.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this. And again, we're sort of trying to parse something right now. There's not a lot of information out. The director, if I understand this, Domenico, was just sending the letter to alert the committees that this investigation was starting up again. But I mean, just to step back for a second, if new emails surfaced and he decided not to do an investigation because it was so close to the election, if that surfaced after the election, there would be an outcry. It feels as if, you know, there's a lot for him to consider here.
Well, certainly, you know, and look, the FBI would just say that they are doing what they do in the process
regardless,
of due diligence.
Yeah.
And when new information was brought forward to the director, that they then looked at it and would then go about, you know, this investigation. We don't know anything about the contents of these emails. We don't know what their conclusion is going to be. But just in strictly political terms, this is a huge gift for Donald Trump, who has been fighting back the narrative that he's toast and that this is a done deal and all of the sexual assault allegations that have been out there. And whether or not Hillary Clinton can, you know, create some kind of red map expansion. We saw just this week that Hillary Clinton is going to be in Arizona. We saw just today she's going to be in Arizona next week. So, you know, the narrative has been how big could Hillary Clinton's win be? And this brings things back to whether or not Donald Trump can use this as a final message.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeremy.
But when the initial Comey announcement came out that the FBI was ending its investigation into this, he concluded that Hillary Clinton had been extremely careless, but that he didn't see any intent that she had tried to put classified information out there in a way that a foreign government could get it or something like that. Is there any sense that this changes that calculation, or do we know anything about whether the FBI believes Hillary Clinton intentionally did something wrong?
All we know is what's in the letter. Which is very short, by the way.
Right?
Yeah, right. And so we shouldn't really draw any further conclusions as to what's happening, except for the fact that they are reopening this investigation. There apparently were a couple emails that flagged the director's attention to wonder if how that information was handled. You know, he had said that Clinton's team was extremely careless, as you point out, already. And it was a pretty scathing, you know, press conference that Director Comey had held the first time. Just happened to say that they were not, you know, that they had closed the investigation and that they weren't going to further go forward with any further charge, recommending any charges against her.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was just going to say, in parsing the letter, nowhere in there does the director actually say that the investigation is being reopened. I mean, when you look at it carefully, he says they're reviewing to see whether classified information is in the emails and then assess the importance of the emails to the investigation. So people are running with it. You know, they're seeing what they want to see here. House Speaker Ryan has already said that Hillary should be barred from any further classified briefings until this is resolved. So the political nature of this is already being unfurled.
Right. Well, here's one of the exact lines, Greg, and you're right. He says, in connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. But then he goes on to say, the FBI cannot yet assess whether or not this material may be significant. But these gears move slowly, Domenico. And so, as you said, it could be that they take, 11 days. They take 12 to find out that it has nothing to do with anything, and yet it's going to be a lot of fodder till then. I mean, Twitter is just afire with people saying, well, this must be serious or they wouldn't do this close to the election, and other people saying, this isn't that serious, and they know Hillary Clinton might win, so they feel it's fine to do it now. I mean, everybody's speculating.
I mean, and people can have their speculations on that, but I think that politics is usually taken out of these investigations as much as everybody wants to read into politics with these. And by the way, I don't think it'll be 12 days. I'm sure it'll be longer than that.
And by the way, we're waiting for Hillary Clinton, who's going to speak momentarily in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and respond to this probably for the first time. Stay tuned to NPR for the latest on that today. But one more bit of news we've got this afternoon I want to just get your thoughts on came from a Senate race that's going on in Illinois, and there was a debate last night between Tammy Duckworth and Mark Kirk, who is the Republican senator. Tammy Duckworth, a veteran whose mother is Thai, her father's a former Marine. Listen to this exchange.
My family has served this nation in uniform, going back to the Revolution. I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. I've bled for this nation. But I still want to be there in the Senate when the drums of war sound, because people are quick to sound the drums of war, and I want to be there to say, this is what it costs. This is what you're asking us to do. And if that's the case, I'll go. Families like mine are the ones that bleed first. But let's make sure the American people understand what we are engaging in, and let's hold our allies accountable, because we can't do it all.
Senator Kirk, 30 seconds to rebut.
I had forgotten that your parents came all the way from Thailand to serve George Washington.
So, yeah. Well, Greg, let me go to you because the news that happened this afternoon is that Senator Kirk issued an apology to Tammy Duckworth on Twitter. Her father and her father's family is from the United States. She's a daughter of the American Revolution. But your thoughts?
I think that was the right thing for him to do. As I, you know, I've said this before. I mean, he's a recovering stroke victim, but there's no excuse for insulting a veteran, and in particular Duckworth, who lost both of her legs in Iraq. So that was the right thing to do in the face of fierce criticism of those remarks. There's just no place in politics for it.
Well, I would also say, you know, Kirk is supposed to be a moderate Republican, and every time something like this happens, it makes it that much harder for Republicans to say that Donald Trump is a black swan who they can put in a crate and float down the river and think that they can just move on. You know, this kind of language, when you're trying to appeal to minorities, every time you other someone, it makes it that much harder.
That's Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor for NPR. Greg Moore, former editor of the Denver Post, both joining us to talk about primarily the news that the FBI will be opening or may be opening an investigation, reopening an investigation into some newly discovered Hillary Clinton emails. Greg, Domenico, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
You.
Thank you.